This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 11. Rip the Wonder Mutt. Doggies! Doggies are wonderful. They are a faithful friend, a loyal companion, a trusted confidant for all your deepest, darkest secrets. To such a point that if our dogs ever learned to read, to type, to get agents, and to negotiate publishing deals, we would be screwed. And they are the only ones we love whose breath is so rancid, it makes our eyes melt, and yet we still kiss them. Dogs are lovely, but useless. Dogs are adorable, but useless. Dogs are vital, but useless. Except as a fluffy farting food pillow who brightens our every day of our lives better than any drink or drug. Fact. And when I say dogs are lovely, but who else can come in from the rain, stink like a hobo who has just shagged a wet sheet with chronic BO, and still be allowed to get into bed with us? Who else can curl down a rancid shit directly into our shoes, and still be allowed to live in our homes? And who else can sit in our living rooms with their legs akimbo, lapping at their furry joysticks until their little lipstick pops up? Or as they ferret down in their brown bisto pot until a nugget of bottomy goodness pops out. Who? Only our beloved doggies. That's who. And do they love us? Do they? Meh. Kind of. I mean, in terms of letting total strangers rub their bellies, dogs will get their foofs, flaps and Rodney Rockets out for any passerby who even slightly sniffs of bacon, faster than any speed date on a Saturday night out in Newcastle, when Blue Wicked's down to two bottles of Pundmon. Your dogs may act like they love you, but the second some random walks by with a bag of tasty treats, their memory of you is as short as a footballer who denies texting a snap of his wang to a wag. Admit it, the only way to make your dog love you forever is to slather yourself in bacon fat. During wartime, dogs should be deployed, not to sniff out spies, but to destroy anything the enemy needs at that exact moment. Imagine a battalion of tanks missing their ignition keys, as Bertie the Basset Hound has scoffed them, and six soldiers are trying to maneuver them along his belly using magnets to wheedle out the key out of his rusty bullet hole, like they're playing some kind of shitty game of operation. Dogs could also be used to destroy nuclear weapons too. Think I'm wrong? Hear me out. My sister-in-law once had two doggies, two Gordon Setters, They were soppy, mad, and they looked like Lionel Richie after 20 years spent on a desert island. And having raided any cupboard, they would literally eat anything. Even if what they found was entirely poisonous to a dog. Whether nuts, chocolate, onions or grapes. They even ate matches, batteries and even a long line of ant poison. They ate the lot and with no ill effects. And yet the day they raided a bin and ate the remains of a vegan lasagna made with corn, blimey, one was rushed to the vets and almost died. Dogs are stupid, unfaithful and useless. And yet we love them. So I want to introduce you to a dog who went from a much maligned mutt to a hero and a legend. Rip was a mongrel. A mixed breed terrier with a scraggy coat, button eyes and a little black nose. Before the beginning of the Second World War, he'd had an easy life as a family pet. Being little more than a lazy fluff cushion who hogged the fire, who emptied the cupboards of every possible treat, and ensured any smart clothing his master had was personally improved with a signature dollop of snot or drool. But in 1940, amidst the Blitz bombings which scarred the city, Rip had lost everything. His home, his family, and his reason to live. Found wandering amongst the bomb craters of Poplar, Air Raid Warden Mr. E. King took pity on the ragged little pooch and gave him a home and a job. Adopted as the mascot of the Southwell Street Air Raid Patrol, although Rip had no training in anything but yawning, scratching, and looking up at his master with a sad little set of eyes which said, "You'd give me treats if you loved me." Rip had a nose. He knew how to use it, and he instantly became invaluable as a search and rescue dog, sniffing out not only bodies, but also those people trapped inside bombed-out buildings. So skilled was Rip that he became the ARP service's first official search and rescue dog. Across 12 months from 1940 to 41, Rip rescued more than 100 victims of the Blitz in London. His skill led to the training of more search and rescue dogs during the war. And in 1945, Rip was awarded both the Blue Cross Medal and the PDSA Dickin Medal, the animal equivalent of the Victoria Cross. So the next time your dog is snoring, all stretched across your side of the sofa, having had a hard day licking its Reginald Harris, like its butthole is the world's longest lasting chocolate ice cream, you tell that pooch of yours. You see, Rip, he worked for a living. What do you do, you lazy little bastard? I mean, you could do that. But let's face it, you probably won't. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.